white hot with a my kush roll, 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 my kush roll.
Needed to know if he was a worker or not. Or was he in there trying to get some cat food and you just fucked his whole body?
He was in there trying to get a prescription. No. All right. So I was like, so I said, hey, my man, where's the barbecue sauce? And he said, oh, it's in the barbecue sauce aisle. I had no idea there was a whole aisle dedicated to barbecue sauce. So I'm baffled by this, right? So I go, wait a minute. There's a whole aisle for it? And he was like, yeah, we need to have a whole aisle for that barbecue sauce. I said, why? And he said, because we got all types of barbecue sauce. We got regular barbecue sauce. We got original barbecue sauce. We got honey smoked barbecue sauce. We got smoked barbecue sauce. I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, so I looked there and I was like, he's not lying. They're all there, right? And I said, okay, which one do you prefer? And he said, I mean, it depends on what you like. If you like honey smoked barbecue sauce, original barbecue sauce, regular barbecue sauce. He said sweet and sour barbecue sauce. I was like, I think I'm going to get the original. And then he goes, are you sure? Because, I mean, they got the honey smoked barbecue sauce. And I walked away, and he kind of just stood there. And I was like, I think he's stuck on stupid. I think it's one of those things where, like, you know when the CD skips and it just keeps going over the same. And I left the store and I went, nobody's gonna believe me. Everybody's gonna think I'm fucking making this up and I'm bullshitting. I was like, that dude said, we got original barbecue sauce, we got regular barbecue sauce. And I was like, what the fuck's the difference between regular and original? And regular is the store brand. And original is like, I don't know the brand name, but it's original. I don't know. I know too much about barbecue sauce these days now. All I wanted was ribs, man.
I just picture you just like Pac-Man-ing your way out of the conversation.
No, it was a deliberate, just kind of, I said, boom, and I headed straight for the, I said, I don't have time for this, bro. I don't.
Did you make your ribs?
I did make my ribs, and the original was pretty good. It was a great decision that I made. Got some roasted potatoes, made myself a little dinner.
Nice.
I was like, you know, I'm going to do it up tonight. No pizza, no ordering out. We just going to make some ribs.
So you are going to be very proud of me. So since we moved into the house, I was like, fuck, I got to start cooking. Like, I am not that chick.
Cooking like cereal, scrambled eggs.
I was like, I'm going to have to cook some meals, some real certified, legit, no bullshit, no frying up a Hot Pocket.
The fact that you're frying the Hot Pocket.
Well, because then it's cooking, right?
I would be so scared if you put a Hot Pocket and you put it in some grease in a frying pan.
If you put a Hot Pocket in a microwave, then you're just heating up a Hot Pocket. If you fry said Hot Pocket, then you are now cooking. But I digress. So I was like, okay, let me get it together. So the day we moved in, the main was out doing his thing. And yeah, I don't know what else to call him at this point.
I'm telling you.
And my mom came over and was like, let me show you a recipe or whatever. She bought me a slow cooker. And she was like, I'm going to show you recipes real quick or whatever. And we made it. It was excellent. And I was like, and he loved it. He was like, damn, okay.
Wait, slow cooking what? What'd you make?
It was like pork and gravy with like vegetables.
Oh, okay,
And then I made some potatoes later because I was like, oh, I can make some potatoes or whatever. But my mom was like, if you could read, you could cook. Like she told me, she was like, if you can read, you can cook legitimately. Yes, there's people that can put their foot in it and all that shit. And that's, you'll work up to that. But base level, if you can read, you can cook. So I was like, the process of her making me do everything, like clean the meat, pat down the meat, put the garlic in the meat, season the meat, like all that. I was like, okay. Like she walked me through step by step. And I was like, okay. Like I think I'm good. Like I think I got this, right? So it turned out great. He was like super impressed or whatever. So I just started looking up recipes. Boy, I have been holding it all the way down. The next night we had teriyaki chicken wings. The night after that we had beef stew.
And you're putting all these things in the crock pot?
No. Oh, like okay. I started off because the crock pot, it was like,
is that it work of magic? Yeah.
I don't know why I'm it saves lives. It's saving lives. One family at a time. It is saving marriages.
You put it in the night before, you wake up the next day, and it's fucking delicious. There it is.
So the next day, I didn't use the crock pot, and then I only used it again for the beef stew, which was great. It was another fan favorite. And then I made pork chop suey. Tonight, I'm making chicken, broccoli, fettuccine alfredo. Like, I'm holding it down.
Look at
everything.
You turning into a wife. Look at you.
Hello. I was like... Oh, because when I didn't want to cook because it was just me by myself, like, I didn't give a damn. But, like, now that I'm cooking for someone, like, it's taken on, like, this whole other like, life. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to feed him. Like, I want him to like this. Like, so I'm having a great time. And I can cook.
I'm so proud because I was so scared for that man. I was like, he ain't going to make it. He ain't going to make it. He's going to be surviving off Butterfingers and Pop-Tarts. Man,
I was concerned. I was legitimately concerned. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Like, every night cooking something. Like, because that was our agreement. Like, he'll take care of, like, stuff on the weekends and stuff. But, like, he works a hard job. When he gets off, he wants to have a freaking meal. And I can completely understand it. Plus, I didn't want him to do that thing where he's always at his mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're not doing.
Well, we've gotten into deal breakers, and we can fully understand. We can definitely appreciate the hates of that.
Yeah.
But no, that's dope. That's dope. I'm glad that you like it, too. And it's good. And I tell people all the time, I say, because I know certain women, they look at it as somewhat degrading to have to cook for a man or whatnot.
And if you think it is, you think it is. I love it.
Right. And I feel that the same people that say that feel the same way in terms of performing oral sex on their man. I was like, they usually go hand in hand. I don't know why. And I'm just like, okay, I can cook for myself. The point is that you're willing to do it for me. That's what's, like, I can also live by myself. I can support myself. I can do all that. It's
right.
The thought that counts. The fact that you thought about me, you thought about my nourishment, you made this effort to do so is what I'm looking for. Not necessarily the meal itself, but if the meal itself is bomb, then I mean, if you want to keep doing it, then we can keep this gravy train going. But yeah, I just feel it's selfish when people don't.
Yeah.
Do either or.
So if you're not going to do one, at least have a common courtesy to do the other.
If you're not sucking a dick and cooking a meal.
Then why am I even fucking here?
Why are we talking about the conversation?
Bitch, you don't like it.
I can talk to a lot of people. Bitch, my bus driver is awesome. And guess what? We're not living together.
Oh. And I bet he might cook a nigga meal.
Right. He might hook it up right quick. Like... He'd be like, man, we got original. He might have been that dude. We don't know.
Well, no, your bus driver is getting off. He's stopping to stop at the corner store to get a 40 income.
And I'm so glad I got that documented because people didn't believe. I was like, nobody's going to believe me that this dude got off, got a 40 and some fried chicken, and called it a fucking day.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
And you caught it from start to finish.
And I said, you bitch, you. Funky bitch, you. Oh, I hate you. All right, welcome to Speakerbox Seattle Podcast. Stop looking at me like that. Season 2.
No!
Season 2, Speakerbox Seattle Podcast. Welcome, everyone. How are you doing? This is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. the malignant narcissist. And this is my co-host, Bangham Smurf at... Here on the ones and the twos.
Oh my god!
Before you guys knew what just happened,
I can't.
Before we get into the episode, we're gonna do a couple of shameless plugs. List them off, Smurf and Derpy.
Okay, hey guys, welcome. I think I got it together. I think I'm okay. Before we pop off, just gonna hit you with some shameless plugs. If you want to find this past and future episodes, you can find us on one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and...
Our website?
Okay.
Yeah. Break it.
Or you can find that and all of our social media accounts in one place on our website, speakerbox.com. That is S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X. Hey.
All right.
Hey,
and now,
hey,
so today...
Oh, sorry.
Guys, I'm off. I'm off, you guys. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back.
If
DJ G-Rex.
No, he doesn't spin. We've talked about this. He doesn't spin records. Okay. Kylie's getting a DJ drama. Damn it, man. I can't.
DJ Mustard?
Does he scratch records?
I don't think so.
I don't think he scratches records. Either.
Okay.
All right.
Well, anyways, so I guess today is my episode. We are talking about my theory as to why a lot of relationships just don't see it through to the end. That being, number one, sex. Number two, finances.
And do you feel it's in that sequence? Like, it's sex first and
no,
then finances?
I think it could be like either or. I think it could be one or the other. It could be them combined. But I think that sex and finances, if one of those things is off, like, you're done data. There's no hope for the relationship.
Okay, and where do, and you said you heard this from Dr. Phil? Or what,
I heard Dr. Phil say something insightful one time. He said there was, like, some couple that was on his bullshit-ass show, and they were talking about she wasn't giving up the ass, and he was lying. And they caught
him. I don't feel like this is paraphrasing. I think this is a transcript of exactly what happened.
And he was in some, like, weird-ass chat rooms or some shit. Had some, like, weird porn or whatever. Anywho, I lost my whole train of thought. Dr. Phil was
He's on
like,
AOL. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I watched this documentary called The Cannibal Cop. Very interesting. You should read it. You should watch it if you get a chance. You guys all should watch it if you get a chance. Very insightful.
Nah, because last time you got me on this Ancient Aliens spitting out theories and shit about crop circles, yeah. Bro. All right.
Anyways, Dr. Phillips basically said that when the sex is good in a relationship, it's like 10% of your relationship. You don't really talk about it. It's just sex is good. A-okay. Perfect. But when the sex is bad, it becomes like 90% of your relationship. And that's all you focus on. And then, like, there's arguments that stem from that. And then all types of actions that stem from that. And I was like, you know what? I think that's pretty safe to say that that would be the case. And I think that you could extrapolate that out to talk about finances as well. So this is my personal theory.
Okay. All right. And I guess I'm here to... I was going to say debunk, but I'm here to challenge that theory only because I feel that way of thinking is flawed in so many ways. And I have another reason of why a lot of relationships don't work out that don't include that where the sex and the finance are on point, but it still doesn't work out.
No, I'm not saying that there's not other contributing factors that, like, you could have other issues that come up and it doesn't work out. I'm just saying that if sex and or finances are a part of your many issues, like, probably it's not going to work out. And the reason why I think it's like that is because I think that sex and it's one of those things that's very hard to reconcile once you come across an issue.
Okay. All right. So here's my thing. Here's my thinking behind that. The reason why I don't believe that, I feel like there are big contributors, but I feel like money is the real reason, and then sex falls into those other reasons why it may not work together, such as you guys have different parenting issues, or you had different upbringing, or different religions, or whatnot. I feel like finance is the real big issue, because if your finances aren't great, or if someone is affecting the that's what it is. If someone is affecting the other person's finances, then that relationship is not going to work. Because you can have two broke motherfuckers together, and they'll be just fine. But it's when one person has it, and the other person doesn't, or the other person is affecting the person's finances that does have it, that you now have to have this conversation of what the fuck is going on.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying that I think that as just that could happen, that if sex, because honestly, it's one of those things. Yes, you can go into, like, I think finances, we're pretty much agreed on that. Finances, yeah. There's not really much you can go do. You can try to talk to somebody to get an order, but a lot of that's embedded, and it really starts from the inside. You got to change that shit.
Right.
With sex, I think it's that type of thing where, yes, you can go talk to a therapist. You can go talk specifically to a sex therapist, but it's one of those things that's like, one, it's so taboo to certain people, and especially people that have issues with sex just in general. Mm. It might be kind of like an embarrassment factor. They don't want to talk about those things anyways. And then I think there's a point that you get in sexual dissatisfaction that, A, somebody has done something to overcompensate for the lack of whatever is going on in the relationship, mm-hmm. and then that's added on to the top of it, or it's just been so shit for so long that you don't know what to do about it. And then it gets to me because I'm like, if I ever had to go to a sex therapist and they gave us like homework assignments where I had to go home and like put on a wig or something, like then it would feel so forced. And it's not even like, is that even sexy at that point? It's fucking homework.
Well, some people do have that, especially people who have kids. They have designated times for sex and they have their sex night and
date night and stuff like that. I get working it into a real schedule, but I'm talking about having a third fucking party being like, this is what you're going to do, and then you're going to orally stimulate each other. Like, whoa, now it seems
Let's start with palm touching first. How does that make you feel? And then bring that report back, and you got to write a book report on the palm touching? Yeah, okay, that's a little off. It's a little much.
Yeah, that's why I think that in just relationships and establishing a relationship just from the get-go, I think sex is one of those things that you have to address from the beginning. And I get that there's life changers. I get that there's kids. I get that there's jobs. There's all these things that can affect that. But I feel like if you don't have an agreement about sexual, like sexual frequency, like the boundaries that we're going to push, the types of things that we're going to do, if you don't have that established in the beginning of your relationship and then you kind of leave it to the wind, I think it's, you're fucked.
I feel like that's only the case if the finances are 50-50.
So you're, okay, so let me understand where you're, so you're coming from this as that, we're talking about this as one, so, like, finance is going to trump sex every time.
Yes.
I'm just saying, just to clarify, I'm just saying that I agree with you. If sex and finances are a part of the equation, I think that most times finances will trump the sex.
Yes.
What I'm also saying is that if it's if the finances are on point but the sex is bad, I think that you have a high likelihood that that shit is not going to work out.
And this is why I disagree. The reason why I disagree is because I feel like sex is an icing, right? It's something that complements.
Well, then you must be having good sex.
No, this is why. Let me finish. I feel like it's an icing that complements the relationship, right? Just like good conversation, good banter. You guys are like the same things, whatever, whatever. Because finances dictate the pace of the relationship.
But
and
we're
it
not,
depends.
Let me finish. No, but what I'm saying is I agree with you on that point. I'm saying, can we talk about sex exclusive of finances?
But this is what I'm saying, that I'm going to get to that. So what happens is it matters who has the finances, and that person dictates the pace and the frequency and the desirability for sex. Case in point, if you have one person, male or female, who is responsible for 100% of the finances, the person who doesn't have the money to do that is not necessarily concerned about the frequency and the intimacy of sex. Reason why is because they can't sustain the standard of living without this other person. So their judgments on how good it is or how frequent it is are lesser than the person who's making the money. The only time that it becomes a factor is when you have a 50-50 relationship where it's like, okay, if this person isn't around, then I can still be okay by myself. Then, okay, all of these other things become an issue of, oh, well, we don't get along or our sex isn't great or whatnot. But if one person is clearly in charge of finances, the person who doesn't, they have no say in terms of...
Oh, I disagree with that completely.
I fully agree with that.
But before I get to why I disagree with that, let's talk about in this hypothetical situation where it's 50-50. So there's a couple in a relationship. They're both bringing the same amount of money. They both make $100,000 a year. They both bring it in.
Sure.
And everything's great with the finances. No issues whatsoever. But the sex is trash. Thoughts?
That's 50-50. So then that becomes a prominent issue. What I'm saying is one person makes $200,000 and the other person makes nothing.
I get that. I understand that that's what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I'm not saying that they're one and the same. I'm saying that if there's a situation where there's finances and sex, finances will probably trump that unless the sexual issue is really, like, dysfunctional. Like, it may be weird.
I need more into that. What do you mean by dysfunctional
and
weird?
I think that... I'm going to have to do this, and I don't mean to bring this personal. Have you ever been in a relationship where the sex was fucking horrible?
Was fucking horrible.
Was truly atrocious.
I think it's different for guys, but okay. No, I can say no.
I've been in a relationship before that the sex was fucking hideous. And it wasn't the actual action itself. It was stuff that had kind of... It was the fact that there was other issues that were too closely related with sex.
Such as?
That's too personal.
That's too personal. Okay.
There was other issues that were tied into the sex. Like, they kind of went hand in hand. And so it became a sex issue.
Okay.
The frequency, the type, to the point where I didn't want this motherfucker to touch me, like, at all. Like, it was that bad. Like, I would get nauseous at the thought of him touching me. And that's why I'm like, I've known other people, or I've seen instances, like, on TV and these little, like, Yanla, come to my house and call me precious. Because that's essentially all that she does.
Sorry. Continue.
So you keep buying hats every time we talk.
Look, bro, these hats. We're going to have to explain that one day. Go ahead.
But I'm saying I just know from personal experience and from talking to other people, too, and other couples, that if there's an issue like that with sex, it becomes insurmountable. It becomes literally all that you talk about. Why aren't you having sex? Why does one person want to have sex and the other person doesn't want to have sex? And I will tell you that the finances in that situation were not 50-50 and they were leaning in my direction.
Right. So then
no, but he was the person that had the fucking issue. Like, we both had separate issues.
He had no position to have an issue.
But that's your personal thought. That, yes, somebody might technically, depending on your thoughts about equality in a relationship and money influencing that equality, your personal opinion is that the other person doesn't have any say. Other people's opinion is that I don't give a fuck if I'm here making mixtapes all day, not bringing in any income, I still have a say when it comes to sex. So what I'm asking you is, if everything is straight in a relationship financially, but the sex is goddamn awful. I don't know what it is, but both people are not satisfied. Or maybe even one person's not satisfied and it's affecting the other person's satisfaction. Do you think that that is a factor enough to break up a relationship? Or do you think that there has to be something else on top of it? You don't think that sex will ever be the cause, the root fucking cause of a relationship not working out?
No, I don't feel that that can never be a root cause. Some people approach sex differently, and some people have a more passion, more vigor for sex, right? Some people go into relationships saying, well, this is one thing that I really, really need. It's maybe one of their deal breakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they need to have that. So, no, I fully support that. Like I said, my understanding goes back to the whole, if, like in your situation where you were the main contributor to the relationship financially, that person doesn't really have a say because they're not pulling their own weight. And for someone like you in your position, you're like, motherfucker, I can go get somebody else. I don't, it's you that's the issue here because okay. You're making me nauseous.
Well, then I have a question for you then.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then what's your thoughts about stay-at-home mothers?
Stay-at-home mothers are fine because here's the thing, though. I feel that if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're contributing a different way, and it does, in fact, financially, right? Because if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're not paying for childcare.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're not it's childcare. It's a whole bunch of list of other factors. I never had to stay at home, but I know that there are financial aspects to that. Same with the house husband. Right? You're contributing a different way.
Okay, I just want to clarify because I didn't want anybody that was a stay-at-home mom to call and write you in.
Oh, No. Shout out to the stay-at-home moms and the stay-at-home dads. You guys are that's definitely a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anybody to misconstrue that. What I'm saying is the mixtape guy. He's sitting there, he's spitting out mixtapes, it's not getting anywhere, and then he wants to come at you crazy because he can't put it in your ass. Not you personally, but that's
I didn't even think we had to clarify.
I'm just saying, right? I was like, motherfucking no, like you don't have any ground to do so. I personally feel the main contributor to why relationships don't work out are the metamorphoses. Somebody look that up. The metamorphosis that happen between people in the different stages of the relationship. And if they go on unaddressed, and if they go on without having some type of rapport or a lot of communication understanding as these things are happening, that's going to be the
Desillusion.
Thank you. The desillusion of the relationship.
I agree with you. I think that the thing is that I'm just talking about sex and I'm just talking about finances. Like, okay. I think that I'm just saying, like, okay, communication. So if communication is an issue in a relationship, there's things that you can do for that. There's exercise. You don't even have to see anybody for that shit. You can go look up some shit online and try to tackle your communication issues. I'm just saying, we already talked about finances. Finances are one thing. If it's broke, it's probably going to stay broke for a long ass time. There's really nothing you can do about that. Unless you're
just
independently wealthy. I don't know.
You're bad with money.
You're just bad with money. Like,
it is what it is.
I think it takes a lot for somebody who is just truly fucking bad with money to not
turn
be
that
mad.
Shit around.
Yeah. It takes a lot of effort.
It is who you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say there's not any exceptions to that, but I'm saying for the most part,
it's who you are.
But I feel like just the way it is with sex. I mean, if there, and I think what I'm thinking about is like, if there is such a huge disconnect, I think this is probably what happens when couples don't have the fucking conversation from the get-go and they don't know what the other person wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in and then something happens, like you have a kid or whatever, and then one person's like, well, sex is... I heard a fucking story one time which blew my motherfucking mind.
Okay.
So it was about... I'm not really cool with them like that, so I don't give a fuck. They probably won't even know if I'm talking
Damn it,
about
man! Damn it, man!
But there was... So there's a couple and they had a kid and they are now divorced. And the guy was like... Well, my issue was sex. Mm. Like, that was his main dissatisfaction in the relationship. And he said it was because after they had a child and he would try to, like, you know, get it popping, she was like, what are you doing? I'm a mother now.
And that's what I want to get into. Okay, but go ahead. No, this is what I want to get into.
That blew my fucking mind. It was like, so what, now you're like this virginal figure? Like, bitch, you just had a child. Like, what are you talking about? You had to have sex. Like, what are you talking about? And I feel like... That should have been talked about somewhere prior to having a child.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what is the cause of a lot of relationships dissolving, is the metamorphosis and the changes in the different stages. Because it's your tolerance, right? It's your tolerance for fuck shit. This is the perfect segue. It's your tolerance of fuck shit that goes down and it dwindles in the different periods of your relationship. At the beginning, your tolerance is high. One, because you're not really used to it. It's not really happening that frequently. Not sex, necessarily, but the fuck shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of getting to know the person. You're like, I'm not sure if this is a thing that you do or it's a one-time thing, so it's up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the beginning. The next stage is when you guys are have established that you are now a relationship. The fuck shit dwindles a little bit down a little bit more. Why? Because now you're affecting my life. I am bringing you into my life, so certain things are going to have to be cut out. Some things are going to have to be finessed. The next stage is when you're moving in together. Again, fuck shit cuts down a little bit more. And then you become married, the fuck shit cuts down more, and then it becomes when you're a child. Or when, not when you're a child, when you have...
I was like Benjamin
right,
Button.
Right, Benjamin, when you, then you die as a child when you were born as an old, shriveled up old man. No. No, and then it changes again when you have a child. Those wants change.
Yeah.
So when those wants change and they go on unaddressed or... And I think it's because you don't anticipate what those changes are going to be because you don't know, especially if you haven't been in that position before. If you're a first-time mother, you didn't know that your body was going to change and you were going to approach sex differently. So you couldn't have that conversation when you first met them.
I think that despite the fact that you may have not have the knowledge base to go in to have an informed conversation, you should probably have a fucking conversation. So at least a baseline of... Hey, you know, and do your fucking research. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be ignorant to the fact that if you have a child, your body is going to go through changes. What are the implications of those changes? And I'm not just talking about sex exclusively, but what is going to happen after the... How is this going to affect us? What are some of the things that we're probably not thinking about other than, oh, we have a baby? Like, you have to think about, like, it's not just going to be like, oh, business as usual, but there's now a child. And I can say that not being a mother. Like, I mm-hmm. know that it's not just like, oh, the baby seamlessly works its way into the normal activity of our lives. Like,
right.
No, the baby comes and disrupts all that shit. Like, it's not about the baby.
At will.
Yeah, the baby's like, this is my show now, motherfucker. So y'all can go to the laundry room and try to get one in right quick.
But I got to load my drawers and somebody needs to get to this motherfucker. So... Do what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
And I think that, again, in those situations where it's like life-changing events, like, yes, like, again, I think we can stop talking about finances.
Finances.
On that. But I think that if you don't address the sexual aspect through those changes, bruh, it's really, because I think that there's a certain level of sexual dissatisfaction that people are willing to deal with.
True. Tolerance.
Tolerance.
Yeah.
Past that point, motherfuckers start doing some strange shit. And I'm not saying that, like, sexual frequency will, like, stop infidelities. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that at all. Because
right.
there could be people that are getting it all day, every day.
And the finances are cool. And dude is still in these streets.
It's still in these streets.
We knew who you are. I just unfriended you on Instagram, sir. But go ahead.
Oh, was that what we talked about earlier? I was like, is this somebody we know?
No.
I was like, ooh, we have to talk about that.
Because we know you in these streets, bruh. We know. We know.
Yeah,
all right, but go ahead.
That just ruined my whole fucking month.
I apologize for fucking up. But no, like I said, I feel like the changes in general need to be addressed. The changes in sex, the changes in how you see yourself, the changes in your direction of your relationship, the changes in all of that need to be addressed at the different stages of your relationship. And if they're not, then all of that's going to be fucked up. And the sex and the finance can be cool the entire time you're going through these changes. But if these changes aren't addressed in terms of your wants have changed and you don't tell the other person, then it's not going to fucking work. And
I
your sex and finance can be just on point. Because
no,
I know a lot of people that have great sex and their finances
don't.
Are great and they
didn't
work.
Yeah. You said the sex is great?
The sex is great. The finances are great. And it doesn't work.
Okay, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I don't think that you're giving enough credit to the fact that horrible sex can ruin lives or not enough sex. Think about it. I don't know what your preferences are. I don't care to know. But and just take 1 second to think about what's the worst sexual position that you could, not actual position, but
I was like,
circumstances that you could actually see yourself in, whether it's a lack of sex, whether it's some shit that you did not sign up for, whether it, like, your most completely unideal, I don't know if that's a word, situation that you could potentially ever be in sexually, to the point where you're miserable. You don't want it, but you do want it, but you can't have the sex that you want, and it's gone on like this for years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, sir? What do you do?
Well, no, then it wouldn't work.
See?
But my passion for dissatisfaction would happen even if we... Because my passion for that would happen if we were having great conversations at first, and then it just started dwindling down, and now you're this boring bitch on my couch. I would have a tolerance for it at first, and then after a while, it gets down to this point, and I'm just like... Well, what the fuck? I have to leave. I got this boring bitch on my couch, and I hate every time that she's around.
Why is she on your couch?
I don't know, man. Listen, all I know is I wanted some fucking ribs. That's what it comes to. You bought a hat.
I did. I wanted to surprise you.
So I guess that's where I differ, is that I need a lot. I guess we're talking about me now. I need a lot of things to be on par for me to be satisfied with the relationship. And sex is one thing that's fine, but if these other things fall off that I need more than I need sex, then I can't be in this relationship.
No, I get that, and I'm the same. I guess maybe my tolerance for the bad sex piece of it probably is a little bit just lower. And that's a personal, I told you this was my personal theory.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, like, to me, okay, so we go through a change in life in this, whatever, a hypothetical situation. We're going through a change in life and everything starts to kind of, like, go haywire. It doesn't mean it's falling off. It's just shit's different.
Mm-hmm.
Communication, quality time, all of this is dwindling. But I feel like those things can be worked on. Sex, though, I feel like it can be worked on if you have a baseline understanding.
Mm.
But I think if you don't have a baseline understanding of what you like, how often you like it, who's bringing what to the picnic, like...
who's bringing what to the... I just saw a whole bunch of shit in my head, bro. I was like, God,
like,
I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready.
I wanted to say that because it can evoke a lot of different thoughts and emotions.
I'm not ready for this. I'm like, I have to go. I have to go immediately.
Then I feel like, maybe again, then for me personally, I my tolerance for that shit, like the bad sex piece of it,
because
I don't do bad sex. Like, if we get to bad sex, I don't want it.
Okay.
You could keep it. You can put it in a bottle. You can put it in the pantry. You can put it on a shelf. You can keep it there.
Why do you have a bottle of bad sex just on call, ready to go?
Because I don't want it.
Then why do you have it in your house?
Because you got to put it somewhere. Bottle it up. Put it next to the preserved figs. I don't know what you got to do, but you get it away from me.
It's in the Tupperware on the left. The top shelf. The one that you need a ladder for. That's where that motherfucker is. It's in the corners in the back behind the three-week-old spaghetti. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we could agree to this, that it depends on your tolerance for sex. It depends on... Okay, we can just agree on this. It just depends on your tolerance for certain things. If your tolerance for sex is high or low and you need to have good sex, then yeah, if it's bad, then it's not going to work out.
I just can't wrap my head around... I'm going to let you finish.
But here's the thing, though.
Who has a tolerance for bad sex?
What are you talking about? You know how many women statistically don't have orgasms during sex?
I think that good sex and orgasms are not always related. You can have good
mind
sex.
Mind fucking blown. No. If I was fucking and I wasn't coming, I'd be like, what the fuck
oh,
are you doing?
No, personally, that's not an issue for Smurf or Durf. Okay. But I've heard that there's some women that just haven't had an orgasm.
Or they think they do and they're not sure and I was
oh,
like,
no,
yeah, I've had
you,
one.
If you,
yeah,
if you think, I've had a few people come up to
yeah.
me. I think, girl,
yep.
Sorry, hasn't happened for you.
I had a homegirl come up to me and she was like, I think I had one when I was with this one guy. I was like, it didn't happen. No. It didn't fucking happen.
It's literally undeniable. Like, you will know.
Yep.
Like,
you will check the box with so much confidence.
And I think, you know, I think I've read that it might just not be a reality for some women because it takes a certain amount of. It's like a cheat code kind of. You tap this and you.
Oh,
like,
they don't know their own code.
And that's the issue.
You don't
that's,
masturbate enough? Bitch, start masturbating and
bitch,
get it in.
Start masturbating.
Look, get
and those
it
are
in.
All, honestly, those are the people, and thinking about it, those are the people that I've talked to that have not had an orgasm. The ones that have never, I don't know. You need to know.
You need to know how your own body works. Then how are you going to explain it to this motherfucker if you don't know?
He's
what
going in blind. You're sending him or her in blind. You're
right.
Sending them in real.
He's got a diagram in the background. He was like, well, I did A, B, C. Now I'm doing A, A, B, B, C.
And now you got somebody relying on porn. And that's always bad.
Oh, yeah. Now he's spitting on you.
And coming in just jackhammering the whole situation.
Right. Choking you.
Coming in. I was thinking about porn like somebody just kicking in a door. Like, that's my visual. You need to lay off the hats, bro.
Brand new hat. Yeah, no, I visualize porn. Well, some porn is like that. And it's really creepy. I can't watch porn too often because it gets really creepy. Not because I'm watching it, but because of the actions of the guy. The guy is usually really creepy. It's
yeah.
a lot of heavy breathing and a lot
Which
of...
I mean, a guy that's trying to find a career in porn is probably going to be pretty creepy. Like, it's not going to be like a stand-up dude that...
There's too much talking, too much, yeah. It's like too much, I'm like, oh, what are you...
And that's why, honestly, when I watch porn, it's with the volume off.
Like,
I don't want to hear that.
With
that
this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that? Why is that the universal porn star sound? No, seriously. Like, what is that? What is that? Who does that?
No, because it comes back to a sexual story that I had. I had a bitch that did do that. And when I tell you, I busted out laughing. And I had to get the fuck up out of there. I was like, that's just what? I was like, I can't be here for that. I can't. Because, no, it's you're doing too much.
You're doing too much. And you clearly got this from a porn. Because, no, but that's not a natural sound that comes out
right?
of someone. Oh, yeah.
And that's what it sounded like. That's what it fucked me up. And I was like, I can't. I ain't fucked with the bitch since.
My thing but, is, though, I don't know how we got to just talk about straight up porn, but, like, can't there be a happy medium between, like, busting down a door and then, like, that weak-ass shit that they make for ladies? The like, a buff dude giving you a massage.
Buff Man Jones? But the thing is, then you have to find two people that have chemistry. And that's hard. That's really hard to find two people that have sexual chemistry. Because some people, they can go into it with anyone and be like, I can figure this shit out. Some people, it's like, I can only figure it out with certain people and I'm only attracted to certain kinds and it becomes like this whole thing. And then you don't have porn. You need two random people to just stick in fucking penises and vaginas and just call it a fucking day. I need that genital and that genital and we're just gonna start throwing
really,
this motherfucker
I'm
in.
I'm really like, upset about your hand motions right now because it looks like you're throwing penises and vaginas into a pot of
That's exactly what you're throwing it into a crock pot. You put that shit in for 12 hours and it comes out and then we got porno. We're trying to sell these fucking hotcakes. I don't have time for your fucking preferences.
Oh my god!
And circling back to preferences. I think, like I said, I think that's what it comes down to. Is that if you
are penis and vaginas too, I just can't.
You take two cups of penis, you take one cup of vagina, you let that sit and simmer for a couple of hours.
And you got what, gangbangs?
Well, it depends. If you put in one penis, take that penis out, and then throw in another one for flavoring, that's a train.
Yeah, that is a train. But then, but if you throw all the penises in at the same time, then that's gangbang stew, right?
That is gangbang stew. But, okay, I know we got off topic, but
okay,
I need to finish this.
Kind of weird.
Who the fuck is signing up for trains? I know some dudes who was like, yeah, we ran a train on. I was like, who Why would you, why are you signing up for this?
I feel like...
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Honestly, I feel like you got some people that maybe aren't, they got a little, their preferences are a little bit more diverse than you would think that they are.
A little unorthodox.
A little unorthodox.
Okay.
They got moxie.
No, we're not giving them moxie. No, oh, okay. There's nothing moxie about that.
Okay, anyway.
I just can't imagine being dude number five. Like, there's this long line and you're just...
Think about it, though. There has to be something else in that equation that is arousing number five. And I think that we probably are on the same page about what it could possibly be.
And continuing on with our previous theory. Like I said, I think we can both agree that finances, if you don't have it right, it's going to fuck up the relationship. It's on par. As far as everything else, I think that we can agree that it depends on your tolerance for certain things.
Yeah.
If you value sex and it's a very high priority in your life, and if it's bad, it's not going to work. Just like I value deep conversation. Or intriguing conversation. If you are not interesting, I get bored really fast. And the sex could be amazing, our finance could be fine. But if every time I look at you, I'm just like, bitch, you're boring as shit.
Yeah,
I can't stare at you.
But to my argument, if that was the case, I bet you'd be fucking some side bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I feel like we're saying
fucking some real interesting side bitches on the side. I just have a whole eclectic version of interesting side bitches on the side. And they're like, are you guys fucking? Nah, this one I watch Ancient Aliens with. This one, you know, she's really into the pool hall gang, and that shit's dope. This one, you know what I'm saying? She taught me about solitaire, and I was like, ah, oh, shit,
and
bitch.
And this one, she plays roller derby.
Exactly. And then, you know, I just got all types of bitches, man. I just got all types of interests and bitches. And exactly.
I got all types of interests and bitches.
And that's the name of this episode is Interests and Bitches. And I got both.
we always get the episode title somewhere in here. Somewhere in this jumble.
And you have to. You have to. All right. Well, that was a good conversation. I'm glad that we came to some mutual understanding.
Yeah, because at first I thought it was about to be a knockout.
Right, because I was sitting there and I'm like, wait, is she serious about this? I was like, no, not at all. And I said, we're not going to get into my personal stuff. But either way, I was going to go into my preferences for sex, but then...
Oh, no.
Nobody cares about Frank Massatucci's preferences. But if you do, my phone number is...
No. Just send us an email at spearboxseattle@gmail.com.
Or if you have any other topics that you would like to talk about, if you want to chime in on this conversation, how do you feel about sex in your relationship?
If you think it's not sex or finances, you think it's... who walks the dog at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, I know some people that are beefing about that. Hey, I got a coworker, at a former place of employment. Yeah, she broke up with a man because she was like, kept wanting me to walk the dog, and I told that dude to eat a dick.
Hey,
and I was like, but you were the one that ordered the dog. She's like, yeah, but motherfucker. She's like, he works nights, and I work in the morning, and he wants me to get up at 4, and I was like, all right, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have any other ones, please drop us a line at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com.
Write down your note on a piece of paper, put speakerbox on the other side, and then just throw it in the wind.
Or throw it into your penis and vagina stew, and it will come back to us. I don't know how it's going to get to us, but for some reason, I feel like I'm going to have a ding-dong at my door, and I'll be like... Penis and vagina. Oh, and a note. And there it is.
I'd just be interested to see what type of penis and vaginas do.
What kind do you have? I mean,
you have all types of penis and vaginas do. You might even have a variation on the recipe where you throwing in.
I have seen a weird vagina before, and that shit fucked me up.
Well, I don't want to hear. I do most things we talk about after the episode. I do not want to hear about.
No, I'm not going to go into detail. I'm just going to say
want
it fucked
to hear.
Me. Have you ever seen a weird penises? Haven't you never
weird penises?
A variety. I'm talking about. You looked around. You're
I just walked into the room. This, and they were everywhere.
It was everywhere.
Big Frida's
ass everywhere. Ass everywhere. So you tell me you never seen a weird looking penis, where you look down and you were like,
I guess I could.
And you were taken aback a little bit.
Every penis that I've seen that raised some eyebrows. I guess I could understand. Like it never was like. A piece of cauliflower down there.
came from the stew. It's fresh from the fucking
Okay, this conversation is getting weird. Right. Anywho, also, we would love it and appreciate it if you guys would rate, comment, and subscribe on one of our various platforms, again, being iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic. If you want to check out our website, see a few blog posts, check out all of our episodes in one spot, you can go to speakerbox.com. That is SPKRBX.
SPKRBX. Hey.
And am I missing anything?
Oh, yes. Unless you're sending this in a penis and vagina stew.
Actually, I don't want that because I don't know how many literal motherfuckers or weirdos that are listening to this. So please do not send me a Tupperware
of penis and vagina stew.
Because then I'm going to have to snitch. And I don't want to be on 48 hours smoking a cigarette after the commercial break. I don't want to. Don't put me in that position because I will snitch.
No snitching, man. No snitching.
If you send me penis and vagina stew and I can identify you, I am snitching, sir.
How are you identifying? We're getting off topic. I don't want to get into this conversation.
I'm not talking about identifying you.
I thought you were taking DNA samples. That's what I'm saying.
Because clearly you wouldn't be sending your own penis or vagina and penis vagina stew.
You'd be sending a variety of different
penis and vaginas? Where did you get those, sir? Or ma'am.
Right. From the local market. They have a variety of things.
The black market?
The very black market.
Side note, I heard that there's like a dark web. I didn't even know that.
What's
like
a dark web?
There's like a web, like the internet, that you have to have like special software to access. And that's where all the weird shit takes place.
I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be
I don't want to walk into a room full of weird dicks. So, anyway.
And on that note... Okay, so we can just say this succinctly then. Even if you got penis and vagina stew, it doesn't fucking matter. If you like what you hear, please don't call me. Don't text me. Don't send me a Facebook message about it. Put it on the fucking feed. Please do that. Rate, comment, subscribe, share, like. We appreciate it. Because again, we see these numbers.
We see these numbers.
We appreciate all of these numbers.
We appreciate the listens, but if you could just do us another solid, just take it another step further, and we will send out shout-outs all day long. We really appreciate it. Bro, just get a little bit more visible with it. We need y'all to step your game.
Because if we don't know who you are, we can't adhere to your likes, and then we just jumble in.
Or maybe what they're saying is that they just like what we're doing.
All right, cool.
No, still, motherfucker, right? A freaking comment, so we know.
You bitch, you. All right. So this is Frank Massachusetts.
And this is Bangin' Smurfette.
And we are out this biz itch.
Ha 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 ha.
Sa. We gotta come up.
That was the laziest.
Wait. And suck a dick for some truck fit.
No, that was.